Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, a host of the Common Sense Show. We have the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, I wanted to just go through something with you today that, well, is minor. It doesn't really matter, but I just thought you had a right to know that you're making billionaires even richer. And most of all, you're paying money out of your pocket to cover their crimes. And who started this unholy game? Well, we'll tell you that too. And we'll tell you how they did it. And we'll tell you what it means for you. And it tells you why our money system needs a complete overhaul. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We have the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Listen, you keep your money in the system, put your money in the bank, and that statistic I gave a couple segments ago, $100,000 over 10 years at a 2% inflation rate, you're down to $55,000 in buying power. Why would you do that? And by the way, who's taking your money? Oh, that's right. That would be the bank and ultimately the Federal Reserve. Why would you do that? Oh, one more thing. Dodd-Frank 2010, UCC Code Section 8, both say the same thing. The banks can keep your money. You're loaning it to them now, and they have possession. You're in second place. You're an unsecured creditor. And when times get tough, the tough get going, and you are going to lose your retirement. Oh, my bank IRA, 401k. Wrong. Mistake. Can't do that either, because you'll lose it one day when the banks begin to fail in large numbers, and that crack has already started. They just had a meeting of, what was it, about 100 banks in secret, but it leaked. And what they're talking about is liquidity. In other words, they can't cover their bullshit, right? They get to loan out $9 for every dollar that's put into the bank. It's called fractional reserve banking. Why would you want to be a part of this criminal system? Well, get out of it. Noble Gold is the answer. They'll get your retirement away from the bank. Oh, and when they do that and they create their own Noble Gold IRA, no, but it won't be Noble Gold. It'll be your IRA. In your control, no one can take it. They'll back it with gold and or silver. It's an appreciating asset compared to the crap that it is right now, a depreciating asset. Want to know more? Go to your phone after this and call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347, and tell them Dave Hodges told you to call. And if you forget the number, just go to davehodgesgold.com to get started. Federal Reserve, boy, they're just such good people, aren't they? They really are. But you're covering losses here that are unbelievable. I'm going to give you a stat. In 2008, the financial sheet of the Federal Reserve said they were holding $850 billion. $850 billion. What happened after 2008? Well, the Ponzi schemes started to fail, but they have started them up again. And now their balance sheet in the Federal Reserve is $4.5 trillion. That was to 2016 when Trump came in. So in 8 years, they went from $850 billion to $4.5 trillion. Who was making money on the 2009 crash? The fraud that led to it. Well, let's start with Barack Obama. He got Glass-Steagall eliminated, which allowed these credit swap derivatives and these money games that were played that violated the law until Glass-Steagall was taken away. By the way, Glass-Steagall was put in to prevent exactly what happened, and it was put in after the Great Depression in the 1930s. And now that firewall is gone. So all of these scams that led to Bear Stearns going down, other major Wall Street businesses going down, but some of the businesses like Goldman Sachs and AIG, they cashed in the Federal Reserve interests. In other words, I don't just sit on the Federal Reserve board. I have other banking interests. The Federal Reserve was part of the game. How else do you explain $850 billion to $4.5 trillion in 8 years? You can't. Now, to bail these people out, they made billions, probably trillions, and then the system began to crash. And they were the crooks that caused it to crash. Okay? Illegal futures was a big part of this. The Big Short, that movie that came out, what, about 2014, 2015? They covered how that was done. And you know what's interesting? At the end of the movie, they had a little clip. And they're doing it again. And they're right. They were doing it again, and they still are doing it again. They're profiting on the demise of the United States. Now, is this a planned demise? Well, we could debate that in another venue, but it doesn't matter. It's still the demise of the United States. The middle class is being devastated. These people made money on illegal actions. They went to Congress, Hank Paulson, formerly of Goldman Sachs, then the Treasury Secretary, and said, "We're 72 hours away from a total economic meltdown in the United States. And 2 or 3 days later, it's going to happen with the world economy. So do you want global chaos or do you want to bail us out?" And Paulson said, "There'll be tanks in the street if you don't bail us out." So you and me are still paying, and we will for a long time, for these billionaires to become even wealthier by breaking the law. You covered the potential losses on the downside of what they were doing with quantitative easing. And really, quantitative easing is no more than you're bailing out the crooks. 2008, the crooks. It's a little worse than that. They've made it impossible to really practically keep your money in the bank. But we're conditioned like the mindless creatures that we are that haven't been taught how finance works. That when the debt was cleared by you, banks were in a bind. They could not pay for interest. They didn't have the liquidity. So effectively, you're getting almost 0% on keeping money in the bank. But we're conditioned as these mindless creatures to use banking services. My question is, what the hell are we thinking? Seriously, what are we thinking? You can go to the bank. Well, they loan out your money, what, 10, 12% preferred customers, and pay you squat. They're getting rich on your money while they devalue your money because the Federal Reserve puts into place inflationary practices that basically bankrupts you if you stay in that system long enough. So people say, "Dave, why are you so bullish on Noble Gold?" I just told you. That's probably one of about 20 reasons. That's why I say call 877-646-5347. Anyone who stays wholly in this system after they hear this message, honestly and politely, they need their head examined. This is a gigantic wealth shift right now. This is the biggest transfer of wealth in world history. The middle class is being just absolutely ripped off to cover the profits that are leading to losses on Wall Street and the banks. And the Federal Reserve is sitting there and cashing in. So what should we do? Well, the Congress, under the Constitution, has the power to coin money. It doesn't say the Federal Reserve shall coin money. But Congress actually passed the Federal Reserve Act that let them to do it. They passed under very mysterious circumstances, by the way. But that's another topic for another time. Read the creature from Jekyll Island, right? That's a great book. That tells you how they did it, but we're still paying for it. A dollar at the creation of the Federal Reserve was worth a dollar. Today it's worth less than 3 cents. Where'd that money go? Well, that helps explain $850 billion to $4.5 trillion now, doesn't it? The Federal Reserve has got to go. We need to restore the power to coin money back to the Congress. You see, we don't get to vote for the Fed. The Fed controls your financial future, and you have no say in the matter. Even the president doesn't purely get to pick the head of the Fed. You say, "Well, yes, he does." He's given a list of five candidates, and he gets to choose from one of the five Federal Reserve candidates that they've already pre-approved. Twiddle-dee, twiddle-dum, twiddle-dum 2, 3, and 4, and 5. Same thing. You're going to get the same clown, the same stooge doing the same things, ripping off the people. This is why people can't get to the end of the month. What is it? 70% of America lives paycheck to paycheck. 60% of America can't afford a $400 emergency car repair bill. Yeah, this is why. This is why our credit card debt is, what, $1.2 trillion now? This is why. Get out of the system now. And it's interesting, the government can impose capital controls. You're going to keep your money in the bank, by golly, that's all. Okay. But what are they risking in return? Exactly. Get out of the system. Call Noble Gold. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here next time.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. We have the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And if you've not signed up for our newsletter, well, it's one-stop shopping for the multiple presentations we do. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link in the upper right-hand corner, put in your email. That's all we need, and we don't sell it, and you'll get yours every single day. More than 50,000 people are doing it, and it's free. Really good deal. Yesterday, I provoked some controversy. You're here, they're watching us. Well, they are. But who's they? Do you really believe, after all that I've said about my Christian faith, that I think there's aliens? But a lot of people are going to believe that in the coming days, weeks, months, maybe years. I think we're close. I think we're close to Project Bluebeam, which is satanically inspired. Fake alien invasion. I'm going to walk you through scripture. Then maybe some of you are right and apologize, because some of you weren't very nice. Here we go. Genesis 6, 1 through 4. The Nephilim, the sons of God. This describes the sons of God interpreted as fallen angels interacting with humans, producing hybrid offspring, Nephilim giants. And their giants are in the Bible, right? David killed one of them with Goliath, right, with the slingshot. Proponents argue this shows that they can take physical form and interfere in human affairs, potentially masquerading as advanced beings from elsewhere. Nothing like what's going on with 3i Atlas to add to the mystery, raise the apprehension, right? 2 Corinthians, and I quote from 11:4, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." This verse highlights Satan's ability to disguise himself deceptively. Interpreters extend this to suggest fallen angels could appear as benevolent ETs offering enlightenment or technology, fitting modern UFO encounters described as spiritual or deceptive. It reminds me of the Twilight Zone to serve man. The Canaanites came to Earth. Oh, they did wonders and wonders and wonders. And then we realized they were actually here for a cookbook to eat us. Revelation 12:9, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast with him." This depicts Satan and his angels being thrown to earth, with an emphasis on global deception. Some link this to end time scenarios where demonic forces imitate ET invasions or contacts to mislead humanity. Ephesians 6:12, "Principalities in high places, heavenly realms, and some transactions is referred to as spiritual battles in the atmosphere or space." And by the way, those of you who say there's no space, I'm sorry, buy a science book. Okay, I don't mean to be sarcastic, but those are ridiculous comments. Jude 1 through 6, "And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left after their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." Cross-reference with 2 Peter 2:4, "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them all down to hell," this describes the angels who abandoned their proper domain and often tied to the Genesis 6 events. Some argue these habitation-leaving angels could manifest as ETs in modern times. By the way, I've given this presentation in two different forums to Hear the Watchman, and some of the pastors that attend there say this is the great topic in eschatology today. Balanced perspectives, supporting views. Chuck Missler talked about this. Opposing views. Other sources argue the Bible doesn't address ETs at all, but it does address the great deception. We're going to get to that in a second. That's where I think this comes in, okay? And it stresses here, but not biological aliens from other planets. I agree, but the deception could make it seem so. When my father worked with these captured German scientists after World War II, he said to them, "Where did you get this knowledge?" The physics they were putting on the drawing board was 200-300 years ahead of what we had. "Oh, we got it from aliens." "Did you ever meet them?" "Well, no, but our commanders did." My dad was convinced they were alien entities, and then enter Vance Davis, my good friend, former NSA. Vance basically said that they were tasked, when he was with the NSA on loan to NATO, to imitate the Nazi experiments summoning evil entities in the occult to bring forth technology. He refused. It ended his career. Okay, now we'll go to the Great Deception, often called the Strong Delusion or the Great Delusion. And the Bible primarily refers to a prophesized end times event where God allows widespread deception to occur. leading people to believe lies and false signs described as judgment on those who reject the truth. And it even says even the elect could be deceived. Don't let anyone deceive you in those ways. This is from 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 through 12. For that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and exalt himself even. This is so biblical. Okay. So in other words, I'm going to skip through some of this and basically say, presented as the second coming, it's a great delusion, great deception, wonderful works of wonders designed to deceive even the elect. Okay, a couple of the biblical references here. Matthew 24, 24, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Revelations 13, 13 through 14, and it performed great signs, even causing fire to come down from the heaven, three-eyed Atlas, to the earth in full view of the people because of the signs it was given to perform on behalf of the first beast. It deceived the inhabitants of the earth. Well, it won't deceive me. Will it deceive you? These tie into the broader themes of end times deception by Satan and his agents. Ephesians 5, 6, and various Psalms warning against the deceit. Okay, let me skip down to here. Theory suggests that UFOs could be part of the strong delusion in 2 Thessalonians, where apparent alien encounters or disclosures serve as false signs to promote a one-world religion. Tower of Babel, internet, maybe, or deny Christian eschatology. Some view aliens as disguised demons, fitting warnings about deceptive spirits in passages like 1 Timothy 4 through 1. The Spirit clearly says that in later times we'll abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. This idea appears in books like The Greatest Deception, The Bible UFO Connection by Patrick Cook, which argues biblical chariots of fire, wheels in the sky, Ezekiel 1, could describe UFO-like events. Okay, I think I've made my point. I could go on and on and on and on here, but the reality is this. We have to meet the enemy on the battlefield that they're at. Satan and his fallen angels are the enemy. Genesis 6, verse 4 says, and they were there afterwards. What was there? Well, the Nephilim, they just survived the flood. Their DNA survived the flood. I think there's little doubt, and I think some of them are living among us, influencing world affairs, just my theory. But it's rooted in Genesis 6, verse 4. And I think we've been dealing with evil for a long time. This planet's evil. It's led by evil. It thrives on war. I mean, even the Hopis have a saying that even a tree is not so foolish as to have branches fight amongst themselves. That's a good description. It's not normal to want to kill people you don't know because someone tells you to go do it, makes up a reason. All because they want more stuff. Our wars of occupation that Trump said he would never put us in, Venezuela. I don't mind the attack on Iran for obvious reasons, but we should be withdrawing weapons from Ukraine. We're going to deal with this in the next segment. But the reality is this, folks, we are going through a great deception. I am going to present it where people can understand it as reported. A possible alien object, three-eyed Atlas, approaching the Earth. But then I put this in here so the elect will not be deceived. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show.
Okay. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. But because, hey, we're digital on everything, you can share and let's bring people into the knowledge. And here we're actually going to tell you about a product I absolutely love. We're going to talk about health and all that good stuff that goes with it. But there are some things that you can do to really improve where you're at health-wise. I mean, don't go au naturel. I don't forsake modern medicine, but if you think that's the only answer, it's probably why you're feeling the way you're feeling, and you're going to want to stay tuned here. Our guests, Chris and Patty, okay, and they are from C60. And by the way, I like to tell this story because we're headed for a disclosure, whether it's fake Project Bluebeam or not. We're headed for a Trump disclosure. I got this on the inside today from a very well-placed source. And Patty used to be one of the leaders in the UFO investigation field. And I admired her work a long time ago.
And then I'd kind of forgotten about it. And then we're going, let's go a few decades ahead. And then when Patty came on my show the first time, I said, there's something familiar about her. And it's not that she's just pretty, it was something else. And I go, oh, that's right, UFOs. My friend Annie DeRiso, who used to be my news director for 6 years, Patty, and she used to host UFO conferences, had a show in Tucson on TV about it. She remembers you. I think we talked about you. So your ears were probably burning this week. So
I had a
anyway.
lot of fun. The UFO field used to feature absolutely amazing, honest, integral researchers, four-star generals, astronauts. I mean, I was surrounded by people that just put me in awe. And then I just started filming them and making movies. And it's like when I'm there with all the greats, it's so easy, just light up the camera. And everybody's all friendly because we're all gathered together. But unfortunately, kind of like everything else in America and perhaps the rest of the world, coincidentally, it was infiltrated about 8 years ago. And just so, as far as this asteroid and this Project Bluebeam and all these, scary things, I'm sorry to say I might be old, but bah frickin' humbug. I think it's all a pile of crap. I think that Carol Rosen and what was his name? Werner von Braun.
Wernher von Braun, yeah.
He said the last card is going to be the fake alien invasion.
I think
And
we are looking at that. I really do.
it's fake. That's the big word is
I
fake.
know. And see this three-eye atlas thing?
Yeah,
I think
please.
it's Project Bluebeam designed to fake us out. We got to defend the planet and have new world order and world government and
I don't mean to be so 1980s, but here's my re reply.
okay. Oh, can you say those words on
You
TV?
remember we used to do that?
Yes, I do.
Oh my
Get
gosh, it's
into the
been 30
swoop.
years, 40 maybe. It's like every time I see that, I just go, okay, next. But again, that's me. I really watched the field of ufology die, and I've seen so many things die, but I think that a new reality is coming to life, which is new technologies. Oh, wait, old technologies. Thanks, Tesla. But I
I agree
think
with
we're
that.
going to be welcoming great new breakthroughs, and one of them is the product we sell, and it has changed my life, and that's why we came to you and sent you some bottles, and all of a sudden changed your life for the better. Yeah, it's this simple oil that you put on a spoon, stick it in your mouth, take it down before noon, and you feel more energy, vitality, mental focus all day long. That's why I work with the scientist here, the guy in the lab coat that looks
Little music, please.
conventional.
Listen, I got a little tummy thunder going on. I should have gone to this first.
Go for it.
I just did it right here.
Chris
I'm gonna
is
have
going
one too.
for
I'm
it.
gonna join you.
I've already shot mine and it's late in the day for me. I'll
I know
be
it's happy hour.
happy hour.
Oh my gosh, Chris, you chugged that baby.
He's hardcore.
Maybe we should have a C60 party and we'll have a kegger. We'll just make
Hey,
our own big keg.
a
The one thing
kegger.
I'm reasonably confident is everyone would feel much better the next day than they should.
Well, let's hope that helps my stomach calm down from the bad burrito that I made. Anyway, that's why I just took it. I thought, you know, what am I doing? I should be taking this. I got a little Coke syrup going on right here, which is good for your stomach when it's upset. But I thought I should have been using this right away. But I wanted to, I mean, right now we're facing a health crisis. We got the PFAS in our water. You know, we got RFK Jr. doing his best, meeting major obstacles, trying to straighten out the food supply. We got all kinds of crap going on that we can't talk about. But what we can talk about is there are healthy alternatives. And I wanted to, because I care about you guys, and listen, we're in for a battle. And I need all of you to come out the other side as healthy and as financially intact as possible. And this is what motivates me. We talk about gold, we talk about C60. We need you to be the best you can be because it's going to take all of us to straighten this mess out.
Well, the thing about this is you get a clear mind, and I
Yes.
think that's never been more important. You mentioned Bobby Kennedy Jr., and I'm proud to say we have sent him three collections of C60 Evo, and I can't wait till he promotes us, but I've been sending him things since he was fresh maha, but even before when he was running for president. These are my thank you gifts. And
Yes.
But I love this one, when he was running, like that's a while ago. And what a miracle. Did we ever think that Don and Bobby would be working together?
No,
No. I
no.
mean, I believe in miracles. And so even today, talking to my friend who is opposite of me politically, and we knew it right in the beginning of our 90-minute conversation, but by the end, she's been a judge for 10 years. She's been a lawyer for 30. And I just look at the unknowing because of the news that she listens to. And I just can be so polite because I feel really balanced in my thinking. And I can listen to both sides with respect. But I don't have any doubt that we're headed in the right direction. So I am staying Patty positive for sure.
There are elements, but I will tell you, there are powerful forces seeking to derail our efforts. And there's no question about it. You talked about miracles. I remember when RFK spoke here in my home area. I'm north of Phoenix, out in the country, and they came to Glendale, Arizona suburb. And it was Donald Trump and RFK Jr. And this is in the campaign. It was like September of last year. And I remember RFK Jr. said, "I prayed to God all the time that I wanted to have a miracle so I could help people. And God brought me Donald Trump." What a great marriage that is. It truly is.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, even if it seems difficult now, think of us 3 years ago.
Oh, I know. Oh, I don't
4 years
know.
ago. Remember the masks
No.
over children, or they didn't get
My
to go to
blood
school?
pressure is normal now. Okay, let's not revisit that. Okay, that was a nightmare time in our history where kids didn't learn how to read, they didn't develop social skills, on and on and on. Just total nonsense. But anyway,
Solutions.
the C60, I got to tell you, when I take this product, I'll just give you the personal testimonial here and my reaction. It has like almost an analgesic effect without any of the accompanying side effects. It calms me down. My mind is more clear. It's almost like I'm in Satori and I've been meditating. I mean, that's actually how I feel after I take this. That's all. It goes to work on the stomach. And in about a half hour from now, before we close, I'll give you a progress report on how that's doing.
That's
Yeah,
awesome.
well, that doesn't surprise me because of our understanding of what the molecule is doing. And we're talking about C60 Evo, the product line. We're talking about ESS60, the molecule that's been processed for people and pets. Just real quick, the molecule was discovered in 85. The scientist who discovered it won the Nobel Prize in 1996 for the discovery of this molecule. They thought it would be toxic. They put it in a toxicity study. Instead of being toxic, the test subjects that they gave it to, in this case, it was Wistar rats, lived 90% longer than the control group, which is amazing. Like, it's the single longest longevity experimental result on mammals in history. That's peer-reviewed published research. We're very proud to share that our lab provided the material and our lab is mentioned in that original study. Our most consistent testimonials, people take it in the morning. They report mental focus and energy during the day, and then better sleep that night. When you start thinking about having this focus and energy, right? Having this balance, it's not surprising because we believe that the molecule's working on the mitochondria, at the level of the mitochondria. So a lot of supplements are super excited that they are and brag about operating at the cellular level, and they should because there are supplements that don't even operate at the cellular level. We, with our boss theory, believe that we're working at the level of the mitochondria at a subcellular level. And the reason I say it's not surprising that you have focus and energy and then that kind of balance that you were alluding to, is because we have in every cell in our body between 50 and 5,000 mitochondria, except for our blood cells, and our brain and neurons have 2 million. So fundamentally, we believe we're reducing the negative impact of stress mitochondria. And if you're doing that in the neurons, which have 2 million mitochondria a piece, then we're not surprised you have focus. We're not surprised you have energy. We're not surprised that you're experiencing a balance, that you just described. It is interesting. I'm going to tell you, and this is anecdotal and I don't know if it applies, but since I started taking it, my workout routine has not changed significantly at all. And I'm fortunate at my age that I'm able to really do some fairly strenuous things. And I've noticed more muscular definition doing the same things that I've been doing for the last year and a half. And I'm wondering how much of that is due to the effect on the mitochondria.
Yeah, well, if you think muscle is a fairly, when you say that each cell in your body has between 50 and 5,000 mitochondria, your muscles tend to be on the higher end of that rating. So up closer to the 5,000 mitochondria per cell. So again, reducing the negative impact of stress mitochondria. I think there's potentially, right? These are theoretical, potentially kind of three things. I have heard some scientists that I respect in the space talk about the fact that by taking ESS60, you're increasing the muscle fiber recruitment. So when you're doing, let's just say, a pull-up in your bicep, you typically only get 30 to 50% muscle fiber recruitment to actually do the pull-up. There's some thinking in the medical community and the research community that it's actually causing you to recruit more of the muscle fibers, which would, of course, improve your muscle density. I think that's one. And then again, if you're just reducing the negative impact of stressed mitochondria, you'll probably experience less soreness. That's been reported. I'm not making any claims. Let me just throw out, the FDA has not evaluated our product. It is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or
Sure.
prevent any disease. So that would be the other thing that I might lean on to kind of explain if you're seeing more, whatever striations, if you're seeing more muscle development over a shorter period of time.
Yeah, I think that's really well stated. But I have noticed these anecdotal effects, and the more I take, the more I notice the effects. Because sometimes I get stupid and I get going 100 miles an hour and my brain just whatever, and sometimes I forget to take it. I haven't done that too much recently, but I do notice a difference when I don't take it.
Yeah. My favorite thing is this is how I show off, and it's kind of embarrassing, but I'll give somebody a sample and I'll say, do a tablespoon. To me, that's showing off. Because a teaspoon is normal, but a tablespoon, if you can't feel that, you're not alive. So it's so energizing, but a tablespoon for most people of the olive oil is a good long boost of energy for the day where you will really feel different. And when Chris was talking about the 2 million mitochondria per cell in the brain, we also need to look at the pineal gland, which is so important to most of us that are into our spiritual work and our connection with God and all these things. The pineal gland gets very calcified from all of the fluoride in the water, the crap in the food and the air and everything. So when you take the Evo and you're clearing out the mitochondria, the first thing we're going to notice is mental focus and the brain and maybe perhaps the connection to our higher selves. For the reason that it is the strongest of any oil that you can put it in, we also make it in capsules because some people don't love the taste of oil on a spoon. This is effortless, but boy, you get the same wonderful result from a handful of capsules.
Which absorbs better, the capsules or taking the liquid part of it?
I'm not sure that either absorbs better than the other. We have had some people report that they feel some improvement with the capsules. If there is any improvement, that could potentially be due to the kind of bovine nature of the gel. That is the gel caps. In general, we think of them as interchangeable.
Okay, because I do know with some products, there's a favor over one over the other, and it can vary according to what you're taking. And I just wondered about that. But okay, so if it's equal, it doesn't really matter. I prefer to take the liquid. I mean, that's just my preference.
It's quick,
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, exactly. Gets
quick
into your
and
system.
effective.
Gets into your system much faster. I'm not going to inject it, but I'm happy to swallow it.
Right. But if you get on an airplane, they're going to maybe take this out of your carry-on, but they won't take this out. So we consider this great for travel, briefcase purse. You can always have a little baggie handy. And if you get tired in the middle of the day, pop a couple of C60 Evo caps and you'll feel it within a half hour, you're back. So I consider this the easiest solution of anything I've ever discovered, and I'm old. I've tried all kinds of supplements and healing remedies, but when I discovered C60 Evo and realized it was Nobel Prize winning science, that was nice, but the effect it had on my body was mind-boggling. And all these other supplements that I've taken for months and months and months, I don't feel anything. I just trust, you know, but the Evo I feel. So I'm kind of a snob now to wanting to feel effects from the things that I do. And I don't think that's being a snob. It's just being where I choose carefully, because a lot of people right now, financially, they're prioritizing what's really important.
That's
There's
right. Yeah.
nothing more important than our health.
Well, what
Health
is it?
is our greatest wealth.
65% of America lives paycheck to paycheck. So you're absolutely correct on that. But Chris, I want to take Patty's comment and turn it into a scientific question. We know our feel-good chemicals do slightly different things, but our dopamine and serotonin levels. If you increase mitochondria action, do you recruit these neurotransmitters that I just mentioned better, or does it not make any difference, or we don't know?
Well, I think it's interesting because after I explain our kind of fundamental premise behind our BOSS theory, again, that's the buffering oxidative stress system, is that we're reducing the negative impact of stress mitochondria. So one of them is we're not necessarily increasing the energy throughput of the mitochondria. We're just cleaning up the. Imagine if you've got your car, right? And by having a better cat, I'm going to use an automotive example. A catalytic converter is the thing that actually converts the negative byproducts of your engine into something that's less environmentally damaging, right? By adding a catalytic converter, you're not increasing the energy throughput of the energy of the engine. You're actually reducing the negative impact of what comes out of the engine. So that's what we think that we're doing.
So it's
Instead
a
of
buffer to oxidative stress, then, is it?
exactly, right? So anytime that you're stressing your mitochondria, they're producing extra reactive oxygen species, and these are the things that tend to cause oxidative stress and oxidative damage and ultimately inflammaging. And we believe we're that sponge, that free radical sponge that holds on to the extra reactive oxygen species until that mitochondria can replenish the glutathione and melatonin. And when that happens, then that glutathione and melatonin can manage those reactive oxygen species appropriately. So we really are a support system for your existing energy production system.
Interesting. That's and what you just said, I was thinking as you were saying it, actually, a little synchronicity here, that the effect of the C60 can be secondary. In other words, you get an immediate effect, but there's a carryover, almost a domino effect into other areas.
Yeah, in
Right.
fact, I can speak to that. We like to think people are always like, how quick can it act and how long does it take? When am I going to notice thing? We think in terms of in our kind of testimonials support month one. Again, most consistent testimonial, people take it in the morning. They report mental focus and energy during the day and then better sleep that night. So month one, we're looking at that focus and energy piece, right? We're getting people reporting us focus and energy. In fact, one lady, she took the product in the morning. She actually recorded a video for us, very nice of her, sent it to us. And in that video that she made that evening, she pointed out that she didn't finish her cup of coffee, right? If you're a coffee drinker, you know that that's a big deal. And I'll share, prior to taking this on a regular basis, I was a 2 to 3 cup of coffee person per day. I'm now down to like a half or one. I just don't need it. In fact, I only really make it because I like the smell and I like the taste, and it's kind of a routine, right? So the pomp and circumstance around coffee. So that's kind of month one, that focus and energy. Month two is really about that sleep honing in. And we think one of the reasons, we think it's actually happening sooner, but one of the reasons is people don't, everyone gets, you know, a half hour extra or less, or maybe an hour extra or less of sleep per night. And a lot of people have a hard time equating that this product made that impact on their sleep. Around month two, they start to realize that. And so we see sleep. And I'll share, I've got one testimonial. It's my business coach. He said that for 50 years, he needed an alarm clock to wake up. And once he started taking this formula on a regular basis, he wakes up before the alarm clock. Now, He's a business coach, right? So he's out to mixers and late dinners and business meetings or whatever. None of that matters. He wakes up before the alarm clock, unless he doesn't have the product for about 10 days, and then he needs the product. So then he starts needing the alarm clock to wake up. So we think of focus, we think of sleep, and then really going into month three is when we believe this reducing the negative impact of stressed mitochondria is having more systemic, it's actually supporting your body's systemic ability to do its job. And the thing that I would share there is my father-in-law, he was walking with a cane. In fact, that restricted how much he was walking. And when he started, about into month three, he didn't need his cane anymore. Again, not making any claims. And he ended up losing a lot of weight. Now, that's not because he was taking the product. It's because he started moving,
Sure,
walking,
yeah, sure.
exercising. And so that's kind of the map that we have of
They're
people with the
your
product.
secondary effect again. It's interesting you brought up the alarm clock thing. I do the same thing almost every morning. Even on days when I could sleep in, I'm still waking up at that same time. And that hasn't always been the case for me. I've often had to set two alarms, one on my phone and one on the clock. And I set it as a precaution now, but I'm experiencing the same thing you just described.
Dave, you and I are the same. I wake up. It doesn't matter if it's the weekend. It doesn't matter if I had a late night. I'm waking up at that time. On weekends, I often choose to go back to sleep for another half hour, maybe an hour. But I do wake up and make the decision. Where, yeah, I was the guy who on the cell phone, I don't know if you know, when the alarm goes off, you can opt to have a puzzle that you have to solve in order for the alarm clock to
I
go
didn't know that. That's great. That's a great
off.
idea.
So I needed to solve the
Cruel.
puzzle so that I would actually wake up.
Cruel.
If I had my druthers, I would sit both sides of Congress down and make them take this for a week because it would bring them this. I mean, I get this emotional balance, as I mentioned earlier. These people are out of control emotionally, they're immature. They're petty. And I don't know about the petty and the immaturity, but we could sure improve their mood, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could maybe give him some sodium pentothal to go with it, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, I'll make a cheap political comment. We'll go back on target. Imagine how quickly this problem with the shutdown would get fixed if they didn't get their salaries.
Oh,
Oh my God.
I love that.
What problem? Like that's
I want to go back to a coincidence. And because I don't want to make any medical claims, I have seen such a coincidence of people that used to have migraine headaches no longer having them
I've heard
when
that
they
too.
take this product. And every time I mention it, somebody goes, "Oh my God, I don't have them anymore. I didn't even think about it." And this is what happens when you get on Evo. You start forgetting that you used to have this malady or this pain or this ache. And a year and a half ago, I had both of my hips replaced and stunned the doctors with my x-rays. Like, how did you do this for the last 2 years? And I'm like, Evo, no problem. And they said, well, how did you do it in agony? And I was like, I wasn't. So for your audience that has bone aches and muscle aches and joint aches, and needing to possibly have replacements or shots, whatever it is, if you're in pain and you start adding this olive oil, Evo, to your daily diet, you're going to find it's kind of like lubricating an old Mercedes. You know, when you give it good oil, all of a sudden, all the parts churn a lot nicer. That's what happened for me until the day I couldn't walk, and then I had to go and get them replaced. But even now, a year and a half later, my stitches are incredible. My dermatologist just scratches her head. She says, I don't see this very often. But pretty much every doctor I've gone to, which is very few because I'm not very trusting these days, I kind of astound them with my medical story. And I try and tell them very little because I really do believe this has been a miracle for me in my life and in the lives of most of the people I send it to. Because the olive oil is so strong, people have said, I really need to give it to my dog. I think we're going to have to put him down. So we made a dog formula with bacon flavor and a cat formula with salmon. And we are getting tear jerking testimonials about pets feeling so much better and all of a sudden no longer in the corner, but they're going for walks again and making people very happy. So I consider this very preventative for avoiding doctors and veterinarians. And at a time like this, when they're all encouraging these mercury infested shots, for all of us, it's like we need to just find other ways. And this to me is kind of like CBD was 15 years ago. This is the breakthrough today. C60 Evo. Organic olive oil, and it did win an incredible award, which was the longest longevity results in history on lab animals. When Chris was talking about it being tested for toxicity, not only did the rats not die, but they lived 90% longer and they died without any tumors. And this is a peer-reviewed test. We are very proud that the product came from our lab and no other lab on earth. And we want to say that our name, Evo, is the changeling going from industrial grade C60, which Chris and his partner have been selling since 1991, for tires, ink, batteries, and photocells. We elevated the cleaning process to become safe for people and pets. And that's all we sell at C60 Evo is ESS60. Elemental safe spheres with 60 carbon atoms. And safe is the important word, in my opinion, because it's not industrial C60, it's ESS60. So Chris and Robert still sell both at their lab, but they won't sell the tires and ink, C60 to a company that wants to make oil and share it. So exceptional products for exceptional times. And I do want to say we are running a Christmas special and offering something we have never done before. Everything comes with this little instruction thing, by the way, just so you know how to use it. But we have two really great offers, and it's only available through our influencers. So it's on your landing page. Is it Dave H? C60evo.com. /Dave Hodges or Dave H.
I think it's Dave Hodges. Let me
It's
put.
Dave Hodges.
Yeah, it is Dave Hodges. Yes.
Okay, so if you guys go to our name, our website, and then his name, /Dave Hodges, you're going to find a landing page with a few wonderful choices of products that are available, but something we've never done to encourage people to share with family and friends is that you can get one bottle for the normal price, or you can get two or three bottles for 15% off. The main thing is you can get six bottles for 40% off, which is something we've never done. That would be our wholesale price on a handful of cases. So 40% off if you decide you want six of these, and you can save them for yourself, for family and friends. And we are also offering the starter set. And these are our two main bigger sellers. And the starter set is the edible olive oil and the face serum right there. And the face serum is mind-boggling. 21 organic, natural, vegan ingredients and the ESS60. This is our facial serum here that's got a peptide. So it's a two-part face. There's our capsules. So this is our landing page, and you can kind of explore it. There's different information. And Dave, if you'll go down, they can see the sale and the offerings, more information, but also a secret link for Dave will get you a 10% discount. Oh, actually, it's $30 off, I believe. Yep, it changed today. So here's your choices, one, two, three, or six. And at 40% off, that's a screaming deal. And then on the next row down is the other product offering that we're doing, which is the starter set. The 4-ounce starter set, you can get one or three or six at 40% off. What a beautiful gift to give someone for Christmas. It's the edible oil and the facial serum. And together, you are going to notice your friends and family looking and feeling different with this beautiful, simple gift. And you can call us on the phone, give us addresses. Everything we do is wrapped in really pretty tissue paper in a white box, and we will gladly send your gifts to the address you give us. If you call our customer service and you want easy holiday shopping, there's Chris and Rob in the lab.
Exactly.
And the lab is massive. Oh, my goodness. I've only seen it once when we first began to be partners, and what an honor to be a part of this. We are really making a miraculous remedy that's changing people's lives around the world.
Absolutely. I mean, it's fantastic. So, yeah, if you go to well, I had it right here.
C60evo.com/Dave Hodges.
Yeah, here it is right up here. It's up. Whoops. I lost it here, but hang on, let me bring that back here and bring it down here. There it is right there. So right there in the URL box, you can see that. And you can see all the great specials they have for this holiday season coming up, which is absolutely fantastic. I think it's terrific. People, I'm telling you, I love the product. It, as I said, it's almost like I'm in a heightened state of awareness when I take it. It's like a calm, and then I just, you know, my brain is sharp. I can multitask and I don't get flustered. It's just, those are the things I most notice. But I did ask you, I just had the, I'm having this teenage ego boost here where I'm getting a little more muscular definition, but doing the same workouts, and that didn't move for a while. And I'm just wondering if that's the mitochondria effect. People, I'm telling you, people, the public loves this. I had a lady, I'm really careful how I say this, because I want to be proper decorum and respect women, but she was having really bad menstrual cramps. And she was probably about 36, 38 years old, and she would get a secondary effect of migraine headaches. And she came up to me when I was speaking at a conference, and she said, "No, I tried this, Dave." And she said, "The next cycle, menstrual cycle," she said, "I was symptom free." And she said, "I hadn't been symptom free since before I was a teenager."
Wow.
So that's what she told. That's what she told me. And I said, "Well, thank you for that." And I get those occasional testimonials too, where people will write to me and they'll say that. And then I get a couple people that will, they like to be Debbie Downers and say, "Oh, it's too expensive." Because I showed you the prices just now. If you're watching visually and not listening on podcast, I showed you the prices, and they're extremely reasonable. Compare that to what you're paying for professional health care. I mean, you just look at the difference here. It's phenomenal. So, but this is really the time to get started, because you guys got great, great specials going on right now. So at c60evo.com/yours truly, that would be Dave Hodges. Guys, this is great stuff. We probably won't talk again until December, so I want to wish you both a very happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Okay. I'm gonna forsake my keto diet on that day and just announce it right now. So maybe I'll get a buffering effect here.
What's your stomach feeling after taking?
Listen, you can see I'm actually doing pretty well.
He's back.
So yeah, I'm feeling pretty good here. But you know, I got to learn how to make those burritos a little less spicy, because I think that's what got to me. You know, I moved to Arizona. I started eating Mexican food. I just love it. It's not good for your waist, and so I have to limit what I eat, but sometimes I make it a little too spicy, and yeah, I'm suffering, but took that C60 and I'm feeling good now. So it looks like me and the gym have a date tonight.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, hey guys, thanks for joining us here on the Common Sense Show. It's always great to talk to you and have you on. And I really appreciate the public service you're offering people.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Okay. Take care.
Stay well.